Hey, it's your 9 in the Row Rock Station. Good morning. Today's No Sweat News is here for you now. Friday, we do the No Sweat News quiz, so save a brain cell for the quiz on Friday.
I'll try, no promises.
Dateline. Actually, both stories are for the beginning are from Florida. Dateline Jacksonville. There was a guy in the mailroom of his condo complex. Sunday, he noticed a suspicious package.
Oh, God, don't tell me this.
And with everything going on these days, you see something, yeah. You say something. He thought it was suspicious because it was an unmarked box. It just had a mailing address on it, no return.
Mm-mm.
And the guy it was addressed to, he knew, had some outstanding quarrels and legal issues with the condo complex. So he got right on it and called the police, who came in. They evacuated the 42 units in the building. They sent in the bomb squad to investigate, and they opened it up very carefully.
Be very careful.
To find the gentleman's new sex toy that he had ordered. And, you know, those sex toy companies, I don't know.
It could sound like a bomb.
I don't know, Dave, if you know this, but a lot of times they're in the unmarked packages and
so
forth.
They better be. I got three coming this afternoon.
Every single one you've ordered have been unmarked. So the whole process took 5-10 hours. Everyone got back in their houses. And no bomb was – but I don't know about the lawsuit.
I mean, and a bomb of embarrassment was created for that gentleman.
That did go off. I wonder if – something else probably went off too at some point. Dateline Orlando for story number two. This guy does not he's got a judgment problem. He's got at least two judgment problems, maybe three. Whoa. There was a guy in Orlando running from the police on Sunday after he tried to steal a car, and he happened to run past an unlocked bicycle.
Yes, sir.
And he jumped on it, and he rode away to his escape, right?
Okay.
No.
No.
No, no. He saw the unlocked bicycle, and instead of getting on it and riding away from the cops, he tried to slow them down by picking it up and throwing it at them.
Okay, hold on. And, unless you're the Incredible Hulk, that's just such a bad idea.
Threw it all of like 3 or 4 feet.
Right. You're not going to be able to throw a bike, kid.
When he realized that failed, he realized, oh, my God, I'm next to a lake. So he jumped in the lake.
Oh, great. I'm sure he was a great swimmer.
To swim to his safety.
Probably Michael Phelps caliber.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Orlando, he must have been eaten by a crocodile alligator
that
or something.
Too.
But that did not happen. What happened was the police called the helicopter to come in and say, yeah, there he is. And then they got in a boat and they rowed out and they picked him up. And they slapped the cuffs on him. And then when he had the cuffs on while they were in the boat going back to shore, he jumped back into the water. I don't know if you've ever tried to swim without using your hands, but
still, this is actually, when you think about it, a pretty impressive chase. You're talking about a chase that was on a bicycle?
Well, not really on the bike.
Okay, but he threw it.
Yeah.
It's in the water. It's on a boat and possibly in a helicopter.
They dragged him out of the water before he could drown.
Oh,
God. It's basically the good news.
So he's a poor swimmer, nothing like Michael Phelps.
Nothing like.
Okay.
No. Dateline the internet for story number three. Lawyer.com has a new spokesperson, somebody who embodies the very essence of legal fact-finding and the scholarly pursuit of law and order.